Indiana. And our guest today is Clint Richardson. His websites are realityblogger.wordpress.com, thecorporationnation.com, and to download the book that he has referenced, please visit strawmanstory.info. And somebody asked in the chat room if Blue Raven USA is your YouTube channel, and I looked at it during the break, and I said, just in looking at the website, I would say no.
No, but that's one of many people that, you know, I tell people to copy and paste everything I do because it's free. I don't have any copyrights, you know, it's free. I want people to see it, you know.
Sure.
So he's one of the people that do that. And let me make a warning here, a disclosure. You know, I've been shadow banned. Like if you search for Reality Blogger and one of my articles, you won't get my website, but you'll get someone else who's posted it. So it's a little. You want to know what shadow banning is? If you don't know my name or my website, you're not going to find me. Pretty much, you used to be able to type in Kaffer, and you'd find me and Walter Buren. Now we're nowhere to be found. So pretty much that's what shadow banning is. Like people that if people don't know what they're looking for, you're never going to find what you're looking for. The only saving grace is that other websites have copied, and you know, some of them, like InfoWars, without giving me any credit, have copied my stuff, and fortunately the link's in there or something like that. So you'll find my stories, but just not on my website. That said, the website you keep mentioning, The Corporation Nation, that is my YouTube channel, The Corporation Nation. Mm-hmm. That's where all my videos are in the past. I just started a new YouTube channel that I'm going to start doing some short videos called Red Pill Sunday School.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
That used to be my radio show. So I'm going to start doing some videos, visual things now that are shorter and to one point. So if you want to, I guess subscribe or whatever it is, to that channel, then you'll know when I start doing that, which will be pretty soon. Red Pill Sunday School is the name. But the corporationnation.com, again, how do you defeat somebody? You put a virus on their website. So if you go to the corporationnation.com and click anything, there's some kind of virus that I don't know how to get rid of, and it'll redirect you to some other website and tell you whatever it tells you. And so don't go there for the moment until that's fixed, because you know you can find the same thing on my YouTube channel. All the movies that I posted there on that same name, The Corporation Nation, one word. So just a warning, because that's how they mess with you. You know, that's how they get people to, well, I'm not going to that website, you know, that kind of thing.
Sure.
So I rely strictly on word of mouth and people sharing my stuff, and that's the only way I've gotten to where I'm at, because giving it away free at all costs, and telling people to share it. That's the only reason I've reached people like you who've had me on, you know, to promote the stuff, which I thank you dearly after all of our shows, you know. But I wanted to talk about what they did, because at the time they didn't have aborted fetal tissue. They didn't have cell lines to grow vaccines on, and they wanted to do all this research and stuff, and God darn, they couldn't get their hands on aborted fetuses. So they had to go to Sweden to do it. And actually, the recent interview with Stanley Plotkin, if you haven't seen that, it's incredible. He actually testifies as to how many aborted fetal tissue bodies that he actually was a part of in the research, because he was under oath, which is just amazing. And he talked about the Wister Institute, which I had in my documentary.
Stanley Plotkin,
Plotkin.
Plotkin, okay.
Yeah. So, so basically what they did was they took those aborted cells or you know, any cells, and they did what's called an immortalization. They genetically modified the cells so that they would basically turn into cancer. In other words, they would continue to grow. So you had these cell lines that, when they say that they immortalize them, they're They're, in other words, they removed what's called the telomeres. Have you heard of the telomeres?
Yes.
Right. So that's what actually causes aging. You want, you know, the big push now is to stop aging by stopping, by immortalizing the cells in your body, right, by clipping off that telomere, which I think is just pure evil. Pure. Yes. It's, I mean, there's, that's there for a purpose. So your cell reproduces until the point where that telomere has no more room, and then it dies. And that's the natural order of things. And it's beautiful, and it's wonderful, and it's how things should be, right? It's the design of nature, if you will. Mm-hmm. But what they did is they said, well, how do we cause cancer? We immortalize the cells. We make them so they don't die, so they'll just keep growing. They have no purpose, no reason to exist, except that we genetically altered them, and now they're cancerous. Or in other words, they grow without purpose or reason. So let me read you this. This is called How to Become Immortal, The Generation of Immortal Cell Lines. And this is from BiteSizeBio.com. How to Become Immortal, The Generation of Immortal Cell Lines. This is how it works. This is why you have cancer all throughout your body, because I want you to understand, in the vaccine inserts, it says these proteins, these cells, these cell substrates, they cannot be removed from the final project. So that it's being injected into your body. Aborted fetal tissue that's been immortalized, in other words, turned into cancer, is being injected into everybody's body because they cannot filter out these nanoparticles, these tiny cells. And they're growing a vaccine like flu. They're growing it on these cell substrates. So that's mixing. It's growing literally on cancer, or what they call immortal cell lines. And this is what I didn't realize. Is that what this is? Let me read this. Normal cells are unable to replicate past several rounds of proliferation, termed the Hayflick limit. As with each round of proliferation, the telomeres shorten, right? That's what causes age. That's what causes cell death. When the telomeres reach a critically reduced length, DNA damage is triggered, leading to cellular senescence. Now, senescence is a word that is defined, it's actually from senate, and it means the state of growing old or decay by time. So natural senescence is cell death, the telomere shortening to the point where it no longer has the trigger to reproduce itself. Therefore, if you tried to culture a primary cell population for research in a petri dish, it would eventually die unless the cells were manipulated in some way to circumvent the process of senescence, old age, and become immortal. Here we discuss various ways to overcome the Hayflick limit and induce immortality in cultured cells. And here's what it says. Sources of immortality. Spontaneously immortalized cells. The best example of this would be cancer cells, which may have undergone genetic changes to resist senescence, i.e. old age, and are therefore immortal. Okay, this is what they're growing vaccine cultures on, and this is what's being injected into your body, a cell that is not just immortal, but has no trigger to stop growing. What is cancer? A cell that keeps growing. So why do you have lung cells growing in your pancreas, right? Which is metastasization or whatever it's called. Because you've been injected with cancerous, immortalized cells. You cannot get these out of the vaccines. Why is everybody dying of cancer? Why is there children coming down with cancers that they should by all means not have? Because we've infected our bodies with essentially, now keep in mind, there's no such thing as a virus. There are viral things that attack and alter and change and inject, you know, communicate and change programming. It's not really anything like a virus, but there are things that are viral. In other words, like you get a computer virus. What is that? It's a program that changes something. It communicates with your computer and alters the purpose and function of some program on your computer. That's not a virus. It is something that attacks. It's viral. In other words, you know, I don't know if that makes sense, but everything can become a virus by its definition, right? The scientists who created the first immortalized and arguably the most famous cell line, which is the HeLa cells, a lot of people have heard of those, the Mad Black Woman story, had to test hundreds of cancer lines before stumbling upon the highly metaplastic ovarian cells of Henrietta Lacks, which are the HeLa cells. Thus, other methodologies may be required to help even cancer cells become immortal. So, you know, it goes on and explains all this stuff. And you realize that what's happening is, again, this viral material, viral protein, viral prions, all these things that are being injected because they cannot be filtered out of the vaccine. This is why they're protecting these companies. They know this. This is a known entity. It's been talked about for years. It's admitted on the CDC website. All of this is public knowledge. It's kind of like the law. It's all public. Everything you need to know why you're a slave is public, but you don't read it. So what does it matter? This is active ignorance. It's all published. If you get a vaccine and you don't look at the information, it's your fault, according to them, not me, but according to them, according to the law and the protections that these companies get. Now, so this is why we all have cancer.
Now, wasn't there evidence of the SV40 in the polio vaccine? Merck admitted it. Dr. Maurice Hilleman admitted that Merck's vaccines were contaminated, and he knew that they were producing cancer trials in Russia.
Here's what this article says. To introduce the viral gene, Did you know a gene could be a virus? Oh, see what I mean? There's no such thing as a virus. There's only things that are viral. Introduce a viral gene that overrides the cell cycle. In other words, take over the natural communication and origin and purpose of a cell and override it with something that reprograms it. Many viral genes affect the cell cycle and thus can be used to overcome senescence, old age, death of a cell, by removing the biological brakes on proliferative control. Many of these are tumor suppressor genes. What have they done? They've created something that prevents tumor suppressor genes. In other words, you'll get tumors. You'll get uncontrollable growth because there's nothing suppressing it. In other words, they've turned on your epigenome on or off, or they vaccinated you so you don't get that programming, and you're going to get cancer, since they require suppression for tumorigenesis to occur. Okay, the most common of these is overexpression of the large T antigen of the simian virus, or SV40, which represses the retinoblastoma, RB, and P53 genes, both critical controllers of the cell cycle. What is this telling you? What causes HIV, AIDS? We know it, SV40. In other words, it prevents the T cells, we're all familiar with that in AIDS, from being able to communicate. So what happens is your body recognizes a virus or something viral, something that's going to harm it, and it makes a phone call. It sends out this chemical reaction, these cells, and those cells travel, or they try to travel, to the bone marrow. And the bone marrow, it's like a 911 call, right? A cell phone call between cells. And then the bone marrow reacts and sends out these killer helper cells or T cells or B cells. And those things come in, and then they start, because the healthy cells have made a phone call, an emergency call, right? But if you suppress these P53 genes, if you suppress the tumor suppressing aspect of the epigenome or the receptors on these things, then the T cells have nothing to do. There's no way for the cell that's being virally infected to send out a distress call, because you've literally taken away the signaling ability of cells to call for help. This is why people with AIDS have low T cells, because your body no longer is communicating with its bone marrow, which is where your immune system pretty much lies, and the bone marrow is no longer sending out T cells, so you have none in your body. This is caused, what does it say? The most common of these tumor suppression genes that are viral is the overexpression of the large T antigen of the simian virus 40. This is what they were using in all the vaccines. This is known. This is public knowledge, not my opinion. Right? They call it a cancer virus. But again, this is something foreign in your body that's attacking and reorganizing and reassigning cells to do something. That's what the concept of virus does. One example of a cell line immortalized with SV40 is HEK293. You know, they've got so many of these that they're numbered and lettered, which are also known as T93 T cells, a cell line widely used to express viral particles and for many cellular assays, since they are very easily transfected. Other viral genes include the human papilloma virus, such as E6 and E7, which also so there's, you know, you
they want all these children,
right?
Little grade school children to get vaccinated with this stuff.
Right. So Robert De Niro, I know you're not listening, but this is what happened to your child. This is what happened to everybody's child. And you know what? I should start a campaign. Hey, Robert De Niro, watch my movie.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, because I mean, this is heartbreakingly, you know, it's so clear what's happening. They know it's happening. It's all these scientific papers talk about it, and I've gone through hundreds, literally, trying to figure all this out. When they immortalize a cell line, they're creating a cancerous, essentially. Not cancer per se, but a cancerous cell line, one that keeps, you know, and then it's injected into you. That's why we all have cancer, because it's a mutation. It's something foreign, and it's mutant, and it's being injected right into your body, and then it goes and it reprograms, or it suppresses tumor receptor cells, or whatever it does, it binds in some way and delivers its cargo, its information, and you're screwed. This is why we're all sick. And, you know, honestly, we know that the pharmaceutical companies and the medical industry, therefore, are responsible, I say. According to all of this, they're responsible for all disease of the modern era. Whether it's the dementias, we you know, CDC warns that these things can cause, you know, Alzheimer's is a prional disease because your prions are getting reorganized. All these, Parkinson's, all these things. My reason for doing this documentary is to say, look, there's only one thing we can do right now, and that is to reel in this whole industry, take all the money they've earned, all these asses that have made billions from their pharmaceutical companies, startup companies, because that's where the money is, like you said, and like you've just showed. Take all that back. Take these things, and their sole purpose now, after knowing that they've caused all this disease, should be to take us all and fix us. To take us all, I don't care, a non-profit, all that money comes back into the system to correct all this. Basically, we've been used as guinea pigs to figure out all this stuff. That's my opinion. That's what I think should happen. That's what I'm calling for at the end of this documentary, is that all these people have made so much money off disease, all these companies that are, you know, just raking in this money that you've talked about, right? 300-something thousand% profits.
Right.
They need to pay. They need to have that taken from them. They're just persons. They're corporations, right? That needs to be taken back, put into a fund to fix all the crap they've done to us. That's my opinion. That's just, you know, well, that's probably a pipe dream, of course. But at least I can tell you, at least now you know what's happened. You know why everybody you know is getting cancer and dying or has all these different ashes, because they tell you right on these drug commercials that this is going to cause, may cause cancer, may cause depression, may cause suicidal thoughts, may cause, right, everything, may cause your car to break down, may cause everything, right? It's just amazing what they tell you is going to happen to you, and you just, you know, people are just ignoring it. Well, I'm telling you right now, they have known what they were doing, and they've been using you all as guinea pigs.
Indeed. Oh, gosh. Okay. excuse me. We will be right back.
we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
It starts with you and me. We all can be heroes if we take the lead to change the bad to good. To
welcome
live
back.
In harmony.
This is Deanna, and our guest today is Clint Richardson, and I'm just overwhelmed by what you've shared.
I always bring good news.
Yes, you do. It is just amazing. I'm going to put in the chat room what you have just given us about the telemars.
How to become immortal?
yes.
Oh,
gosh.
I'm starting to think, too, that, you know, they call these cloned cells, and I'm starting to think that a clone is actually just a walking tumor that's somehow controlled. That's really what a clone is, you know?
Yes. Okay, there it is. Oh gosh, I wonder, and I have wondered, and I've attributed it to vaccines. Why all of these children, infants, are getting cancer when 50 years ago, old people got cancer. Infants didn't get cancer.
In 1900, there were no cases of cancer except in cattle that were vaccinated. That's what a doctor said back then.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I mean, it's because, what you know, early onset Alzheimer's, early onset this, early onset that. Well, you've just heard. Again, you know, here's another quote from this. The issue with using telomeres to reverse aging is that increased telomerase expression can also induce tumor growth. Indeed, many of the same genes used to create immortalized cell lines, such as HTERT and SV40, induce tumor formation. Thus, it is unsurprising that HTERT, is often found overexpressed in human tumors, thus imparting one of the key hallmarks of cancer, unrestrained proliferation or growth. Exactly what we use it for when immortalizing a primary cell line. Where is childhood cancer coming from? They just told you. From their cell lines, which they have immortalized so that they can reuse over and over the same cells. I'm telling you, they still use the aborted fetal tissue cells. They still use those from the 1960s. They're still alive. They're cloned over and over and over. They're immortalized. Think about that for a moment. Think about it. And they still use SV40 for a lot of things, even though they know it causes cancer, right? So I don't know what to tell you. This is a purely, I mean, what I'm describing is the heart of evil right now. This is absolute, and I don't know what to call it. It's a complete lack of empathy. It's a complete lack of care. You know, it's the agentic relationship. I'm a scientist. I'm paid to do a certain thing, and therefore I'm going to do it. Well, yeah, you're causing all this cancer, this disease, because you're paid to do it. You don't care what your result, and you're so compartmentalized that you don't know you're building the atomic bomb, you and 100 others that are working on the same thing. Your goal is just to put some things in a petri dish and see what happens. Right? I mean, this is how this. I am so disturbed, and you should be too. But after reading all this, I am boiling at the seams right now to explain this to people. That's why I'm going to do it in a film, because I cannot believe my eyes. What I just read, I can hardly believe I'm reading it, and yet there it is. They're explaining the absolute foundation of all this disease, all this childhood cancer and old. It's right there. What are you going to do about it? All of you? Probably nothing. That's the most disturbing part of it all. That's what I want to change.
Let me read something. The American Journal of Medicine reported that many studies show the evidence of SV40 from the polio vaccine in brain tumors, bone cancers, malignant mesothelioma, and other cancers. The FDA, given the controversy, alerted drug companies that they would not approve of potentially SV40-contaminated polio vaccines after June 30th, 1961. However, the FDA allowed the drug companies to sell their vaccines for 2 years after the June date to save them from financial loss on millions of doses. Some vaccine makers added rabbit anti-SV40 antibodies to their viral cultures to counteract the simian virus that may not even be effective in eradicating the SV40. The FDA did not ascertain whether the drug companies actually destroyed their adulterated stocks. The CDC conceded that about 10 to 30 million Americans received the contaminated IPV.
But you can trust us. We're the government.
Yes, we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong part, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
It starts with you and me. It starts with you and me. We all can be heroes if we take the lead to change the bad to good, to live in harmony. It starts with you.
All righty, welcome back. Our guest today is Clint Richardson, and his websites are realityblogger.wordpress.com, thecorporationnation.com. Beware, there might be a virus, so beware of that. To download the book that he has referenced, please visit strawmanstory.info, and please support him in whatever way you possibly can, financially or whatever, however you wish to support him, so that he can continue to create the documentary that he is working on, where he is going to share all of the information that he has given to you today.
I hope I didn't just make myself a target.
I'm sorry. No, you know... The people that, I don't think you're a target, they would have gotten you before.
Maybe. Hey, that's my dog, sorry.
I figured that was your dog.
It wasn't me.
Oh, gosh, this is so disturbing.
Yeah, and you know, I'm sorry. I don't, you know... the truth is oftentimes very difficult to stomach, but this has got to be talked about. I mean, it's got to be.
I know.
It's got to be known that, that this has happened, you know, and that it's all legal. There's nothing illegal about it. That's the most important part, because you're in the legal system. This is not the, this is not the moral law. This is not the spiritual law. This is the law of artificial persons, corporations, right? You, this is what you have to know. This is why we're in such trouble, because we respect these corporations, these artificial persons, these flattering titles, doctors, scientists, even though nothing about what they're doing is scientific. In fact, it's quite the opposite, because science is the study of nature, right? The beauty and wonder and design of nature, but they're not studying it to love it and to protect it and to be in husbandry with it. They're studying it to change it, to alter it, to control it, which they'll never do, because it's, I mean, all they can do is basically what they're doing, which is cause disease, cancer, because they're trying to, they're trying to perfect perfection. They're trying to do something that's unnatural in a natural setting, and it's just never going to work. And they're going to keep trying, and it's going to get worse and worse and worse unless this understanding gets out there. And that's why I'm like, I'm tripping, man. I'm just, again, I'm as flabbergasted as you feel right now. And I've been reading all these different studies, so it's just, I mean, it's mind-numbingly crazy to understand this, you know.
I wrote a lot about the medical industry in my book Screening Sandy Hook. It really wasn't about literally about it, it referred to Sandy Hook, but it really was a book about the medical industry. And one thing that you and I have talked about before is 50 U.S. Code 1520A, which talks about the government's ability or use of human subjects for testing of chemical and or biological agents. I'm just sick about all this. And I'm you know, we all have people in our family who have been affected by these things.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, I had cancer at 17, and this is what started me on this journey to find out why I had cancer, and it led me to the vaccines and making that documentary. Now I completely, you know, understand, okay, this is what has happened to me. We've all been vaccine damaged. We've all been infected, or the proper term is inoculated. We've all been harmed or inoculated. We've all been diseased through inoculation. I mean, that's the, for God's sake, the definition of the word, right? I mean, it doesn't get much more self-evident than just the word alone. Inoculation represents harm, disease, dysfunction, right? I mean, what do you say to that?
Exactly. Wow. Well, let's open the phone lines. We've got a few minutes. And, of course, the phone number here is 800-313-9443. And not everyone is going to get I see these ads on TV. What is the company, the hospital that says that is doing research for cancer for all these children? And they show
St. Jude.
Yeah, and they show all these sweet little children, and I think, what the heck is going on?
Do a search when you're looking at patents. Do a search for St. Jude, and you're going to find is that those wonderful scientists that are doing so much good for children are actually just using them as guinea pigs, test subjects, so that they can patent new disease. In other words, they can alter nature to a point where it's no longer of God, of nature. It's not part of creation anymore. It's now a novel or new thing, and they can patent it. And you're going to notice in all these drug commercials, every single one of them will say something like, you know, Xarelto is a new drug, right? That means novel, or it's a different kind of drug. In other words, they created a new chemical combination or a combination of past drugs. And because it's novel, because it's not like anything else that's been produced, they can patent it and charge whatever the hell they want to. Mm-hmm. That's all it means. That's all they mean when they say that. Oh, we're a different kind of drug. You know, you've been damaged. They'll even tell you, you know, you're damaged, or your cells are damaged and cancerous because of cancer treatment, because of chemotherapy, because of radiation. Take our drug because it's different than those. It'll help with the symptoms you've already got, and it may cause you 20,000 other symptoms, but hey, you know, you'll live 2 months longer.
Yes.
So, I mean, it's ridiculous.
And on the schedule page, because of a situation with myself and because of circumstances within my family, I have taken a different route as far as health care, and so I've posted a lot of things on my schedule page relevant to what I have been doing, because I believe that the body has the ability to cure itself. I believe that we were created with all the neurotransmitters, all of the wherewithal. We are electrochemical beings. And years ago, thousands of years, we knew that we could cure ourselves of our diseases simply by using our mind, not going out to some external entity to have health and to enjoy health. So I have taken a different route, and it's because of the situation within my own family and with myself. And I am flabbergasted at your research. I so appreciate and respect you for being who you are, for having the courage to do what you're doing, to put your life on the line, to make yourself a target by doing what you're doing. And I hope that people will respond and support your efforts and do what they can to promote your video when it is ultimately finished. And knowing you, you're probably going to have it finished. When do you think you'll have it finished?
No idea. I'm working on three different things. You know, it'll be done when it's done. I got so much to go through, and I'm kind of in the beginning stages, so it'll be a while.
It'll be a while, but meanwhile,
but I do appreciate the sentiment.
I don't know what else to say. I love you for your work.
And for
all the work that you've done. Everything that you have done has been such an eye-opener for so many people. And I love your courage.
Are you trying to make me cry?
No, but
I love you too, and I know that your audience, one of the few people out there, I think, whose audience understands your own sacrifices and disposition. And there's not a lot of people like you out there, not a lot of people like us out there. Everybody's trying to make a profit and, you know, sell whatever it is they're doing. And really, I mean, this is turning into a life or death struggle, a spiritual war that can't even be put into words at this point. It's truly the defeat of everything real and natural. And I think you understand that. And I think, you know, anybody who does understand that, I would hope, is willing to give up all these creature comforts and things to do this. You know, am I special? I hope not. I hope that's how everybody feels, but you know, that, or at least a lot of us, because it's a war. This is not a declaration of war. This is like a war that we haven't realized is being waged on us for many, many decades, and our children and our grandparents, and it's all, you know, we're finally able to define it. Now that we've defined it, the question is, will people start doing something, acting on it, researching for themselves, whatever?
Right.
And, you know, you're one of the few platforms, I think, left out there that really truly, you know, and RBN in general, it truly actually is willing to speak of such things. You know, I know the audience right now understands what I'm saying.
Exactly. And our producer, who's always wonderful, says it is a spiritual war. We do have a caller, Sebastian in Sweden.
Me.
So, welcome.
Yes, hello.
Yes, welcome.
Oh, thank you. I would like to ask a question about the hour before. I didn't get the whole program, but it's about the citizenship.
Mm-hmm.
Is it, if you're not an American citizen, like I became a naturalized Swedish citizen in 1975, so my American citizenship was revoked because at that time you couldn't have dual citizenship.
Sure.
So that means I'm not an American citizen on paper. So if I could just go back to Virginia, for example, and just live there and say, hey, I want to be a, you know. I've been trying to read you. It's pretty heavy reading, your book, I guess, about the citizenship.
Yeah, it's meant to be a reference book and teach the legal aspect and language, but and the Bible. But like I said, well, when people go to different places or expatriate or do this, you know, there are several ways to leave a nation, and that's one of them is to expatriate, which it sounds like what you did. In other words, you took your allegiance from the United States and you pledged it to some other nation is basically what you did. You just put yourself in the same exact situation as you were here. You just put yourself into that situation in a new state, if you will, a new district. The question is, can you come back, right? And the answer I would give to you is, because you're talking about the national government, you'd have to come back as a national. If you came back as a national citizen, you'd have to repledge your allegiance, your subjection, your servitude to the corporate body, you know, the Washington, D.C. What I don't know is whether you can come into the state itself, the land, the territory, the private, and because the private people are still in allegiance to what's called the Union. In other words, the legitimate Congress, the legitimate Congress, as opposed to the illegitimate Congress, which is the United States, where they're employees. They made themselves employees and gave themselves a salary and a benefit, whereas as actual statesmen, they are representatives, right? And they don't get paid for that necessarily, just like the militia isn't paid. So you're talking about two completely different realms. I'm not real sure what you, so in your case, you'd have to do. I think it's laid out in the U.S. Code. As far as the national aspect, but I don't know about the private aspect. The fact that you were born here, though, I think is if you will, a benefit. It's such a muddy, you know, area, and you're not going to really. I don't think anybody's going to really understand it who's in the public. You know, it would be like a zoo animal trying to understand his keeper. You know, we can't access all these private things because we're public. We don't have access. We don't have the right to. We're subjects. So this is I'm only expressing what I've learned, what I understand, why we're in this predicament, and it's a path that I intend to follow, but I haven't been able to quite go, you know, figure it out quite yet. So this is what I've learned. So, you know, I unfortunately can't answer your question.
You can also listen to Sebastian, you can listen to the first and second hour in the archives also.
Yeah, okay, I think I'll do that. And by the way, I took the sugar cube in the 50s, grade school.
Dear.
Was that
well, you know, the
like
so both
cancerous?
Both the Sabin and Salk, so
yes.
It was, they both argued against each other and blamed each other for the polio for the polio and cancer outbreaks that happened. But on the record in court, they actually blamed each other for the negative side effects, you know, which were polio and other things. And by the way, in England, they recognize, they don't call it the same thing in England. They call it some kind of encephalopathy. But in England, what we call chronic fatigue syndrome is actually, in England, the dumbed down or the lesser polio. It's polio, or what we call polio, but it's called chronic fatigue syndrome. So, and I know it's in my documentary, but I can't remember what it was called. So a lot of things like that, the paralytic polio seems to be caused a lot by some of these, you know, vaccines. And then the side effect of the vaccine was this sort of, like I said, alternative or less non-paralytic polio or chronic fatigue syndrome or some kind of myelitis. I can't remember.
Wow.
Okay. Alrighty, well, thank you. Thank you, Deanna.
Thank you, Sebastian. Take care. Somebody in the chat room mentioned your dog, and not only are they going after your children, they are also going after your animals. Animals used to be the vet if they were hit by a car or if they had some other kind of an accident. Now your dog, your cat, all of your pets are vaccinated, and those vaccines contain ingredients, they contain things that are going to make your dog have become diabetic, have cancer,
horrible,
and all the other so-called human diseases that humanity suffers from.
Sure. I recommend highly the work and studies and writings of, I'm sure you've heard of Patricia Jordan.
Oh, absolutely. I've had her on my program.
Yeah, I believe she's out of, what is it, Australia maybe, or is New Zealand? And she, I mean, she lays it down like you wouldn't believe, and she's got a book and stuff. And so if you've had her on, then you know.
Yes.
The problem is pet vaccines are, they don't have the same standards. So a lot of the stuff we're talking about,
it's
good to look at pet vaccines, because then you really get the nitty gritty of what's happening in our vaccines, but they pretend like it's, you know, more sanitary. And but I mean, yeah, look at pet vaccines. Look at all these pets with all these diseases and cancers and everything. And I mean, why don't you think that the same thing is going to happen to you and your family? I mean, what if you have a tumor that happens right at the injection site? And that's another thing that I want to be clear about. When they say that what they call the common reactions or the mild reactions, which are redness and swelling at the injection site, joint pain, and something else that they always say about every vaccine. They say, oh, these are the common side effects, as if they're not anything to worry about. Well, think about it, man. If your whole entire body aches, your joints are going, you know, are angry because you've just injected something in your body, that is a global systematic reaction to some poison you've just put in your body. Okay, that's not a flu virus that's doing that. That's the additives, the chemicals, the adjuvants, the metals that you're injecting into your body. And what happens ultimately is that, and I proved this. This was in my first documentary, but I've really come to understand it now. Is that the reason for a lot of these diseases is because your body, it gets something that's similar to your own blood or your own squalene or your own whatever it is, and it starts attacking your own body, because your body is, because you're getting an animal version, a foreign version of the same thing that you produce, is so similar that your body produces antibodies to fight the foreign infection of something that's just like what you produce, and then it sees what you're producing and it says, oh crap, we got to fight that too. So now you have antibodies against your own production of things. And you were talking about this earlier, that the body naturally produces minerals and vitamins and all these things if it has the right fuel. But what happens when you inject something into you that actually prevents your body from making the things that would help you and exactly. cure your diseases? That's the problem we're facing. We yes. have a bunch of contaminants and viral materials that prevent communication, prevent receptors and all that stuff, and that's our problem. You know, this is a case where our helper cells and our protective cells and our tumor suppressive cells are being, as they said in this document very clearly, they're being harmed. They're interferon is another one. Interferon, they called it that because it interferes with disease. They couldn't get disease into these animals. And there was some agent, something was happening, and so they called it interferon. And their goal was to get rid of interferon because interferon would cure people of things like AIDS and stuff like that, which is why they started injecting interferon, because they destroyed right. the body's ability to produce it. This is insanity.
Yes. Well, 95% of all diseases are caused by stress, and that stress includes vaccines, chemicals, GMO foods, emotional stress, 95%. That's a lot. 95% of all the diseases.
What is the cause of stress? All stress is unnatural.
Yes.
That's what it is. You're not in touch, you know, you're not walking in the grass, you're not husbandry to the land and loving the land and being part of the earth or part of God, if you will. You're actually doing everything you can, or they're doing everything you can to keep you from that. So all your stress is caused from artificial things, whether it's money, debt, law, you know, driving, right? It's because you're completely detached from nature. So all stress, in my opinion, comes from a disconnect from your source.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
That's pretty easy to fix when you think about it.
Wow. Well, you've presented some amazing things, and I appreciate and love you. You're just I just can't say enough.
Well,
thank you. Thank welcome, you. Thank you.
Welcome to the war, my friends. I love you too.
So thank you for being on the program. I hope to see you soon. And whatever I can do to help you, I'm perfectly willing to do. And I'm sure that a lot of people feel the same. Thank you so much.
All right. Take care, guys.
Bye-bye. Thank you, listeners.
Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.